Chaye Odom, when he talks about Chodesh Elul and Yom Manayroim, he says, Ba'avas HaKodesh Boruch Hu Es Amo Yisroel HaKodesh Boruch Hu Es Hirbo Lehetev Itonu and Mitzava Osan Mitzvas Tshuva, and even though Tshuva is Toiva B'chol Eis Mikol Mokoim Chodesh Elul Hu Muvchar Hu Muchon Yoise Shemekubul Tshuvosoi Mishar Yemois HaShono. Chodesh Elul is special Zman that a person's Tshuva could be Niskabel, and why is that? He says, "Lefi sheyomim elu hem yemei rotzon. Yemei chodesh elu lo yomim shel rotzon. That a person could be misratze, that a kodesh bohu is merutze with each and every one who has his oiros to tshuva." And he explains, where was it meyused? Where did it come from? The yisoid that these yomim are yemei rotzon. He says the chayodim weiter, me'es nevcharnu la'om. From when we became a nation, kishechotu Yisrael be'egel v'neshtabru aluchos, so we know that Moshe Rabbeinu went up and was mespalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was mem yomim achroinim that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he came down on Yom Kippur with the luchos shniois, and during those mem yomim Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was Moichel Klal Yisrael Oritzui Gomor Belev Sholoim and gave us the Luchoy Shniois. And from that time, says the Chayodim, it was Nikva that these Arboim Yoim or Yomim that are Yimei Rotzen, that are Mesugal, that the Tshuva should be Niskabel. Very, very special days, that's part and parcel of the nation of Klal Yisrael. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that in the Rosh Tevis of the Pasuk, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li, or Rosh Tevis Elul, Aleph Lamid Vov Lamid, because this man of Elul is Ani ledoidi, if a person is Mekariv himself to Doidi, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Doidi li, Mekariv to us. It's Rosh Tevis Elul, and Soife Tevis. The last letter of each one of these four words is Yud. Ani, Ledoidi, is each Vedoidi, Li. Four times Yud is 40. Those are the Arboim Yoim from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. In the Sefer B'nei Yisoschor, in the Mamorim from Chodesh Elul, he says that Chodesh Elul has a Bechina of a Mikvah. He's explaining Pshat in the Mishnah, Soif Yuma, Ma mikvah mitaheres Yisrael afa kodesh boch is mitaher. Ma mikvah mitaheres atmeim afa kodesh boch mitaheres Yisrael. And he learns up shat in the Mishnah that it's being meramiz and chodesh elul that has the koyach of a mikvah. And he says like this: the yisoid of a mikvah has mem saw, 40 saw. Each saw has 24 lugim. So if we make a cheshbon, how many lugim are in a mikvah? That's 40 times 24 is 960. There are 960 lugim in a mikvah. And he explains that the yesod of a mikvah that's metar a person is midin bittel. We know there's a klal of bittel beroiv. Everything is bottle echot b'shishim, except for beria. Something that's a beria, it's a dover sholim kibriyosoi, that is a beria ena betela. But the Yushalmi, there's a sheet in the Yushalmi, it's brought in the tour, that a beria is bottle in 960. A beria doesn't have a din of bottle b'shishim, but 960 times it is bottle. The Bnei Yisoschor has a ganze beer over there. Where does this number come from? 960. Bima'ayin, over there, he has a ganze hezber. I'll say it over mamish bekitzer. He says that every barrier, everything in the world is made up of dalid yesoides. Everything has four yesoides, which is eish, mayim, ofor, and ruach. And he goes there that each yesoid, each one of the four, has the other three in it also. So basically, everything is made up of 16 yesoides. Because each one of the four yesoides have the other three in it also. So that means a beria, each bria has 16 yesoides. So says the Bnei Yisoschor, if you have keneged each yesoid shishim, So it's batal b'shishim. So to be mevatal a berya, you have to have shishim keneged each yesoid v'yesoid. So if there are 16 yesoidai, 16 times 60 equals 960. That's b'maimra muzgur, the hezber, he says. But the yesoid of a mikveh is when a person goes into a mikveh, it's a bechinef and bittel. He's mevatel himself, and the 960 lugin have a koyach to be mevatel him, and he becomes a bria chadosha. The tzura of a mikveh, the shape of a mikveh is like a mem, which is like a rechem, he says, because a person is coming out of the rechem new, a new leda, a new taira. Says the Bnei Yisoschar, Elul, the Yimei Rotzen, has 40 days. Each day has 24 hours. How much is that? 40 times 24, we have 960. So by when we come to Chodesh Elul, we're in a mikveh. With 960 hours, keneged the 960 lugim of a mikveh that have the koyach to be metaros, we become botl to the kedusha of Chodesh Elul, and we come out as a bria chadosha. One of the remozim of Chodesh Elul that's brought in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch b'shem the Arizal is in the parasha of Ori Miklot. We have in this week's Sedra, Parsha Shoiftim, the Parsha of Ori Miklot. Person kills B'shoigeg, so he has to be V'nos El Echod Min Ha'orim. He has to run to the Ori Miklot, and only over there is he protected. So there's a Pasuk. It happens to be the Pasuk is in Parsha's Mishpotim, and it says, V'ha'eloi kim ino li'yodoi v'samti l'chomokim. It's going on a person that kills b'shoigeg, and it says alekim ina liyoda. He didn't do it b'mechuvan. It was shaloi b'mezkavin. And on the words ina liyodoi v'samti lecho is roshe tevas elul. That elul has a din of an ir miklot. Elul has a din of an ir miklot. Now what's the pshat? So avada, the poshut of pshat would be like the mashmois of Rabbeinu Yoina. In Shari Tshuva, at the beginning of Shar Aleph, when he's talking about Tshuva, he's magdir it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making a place to run away, lonus, mipach pishehem, from all the averis that a person chas v'sholom has, but there's a mokrim to be safe and protected from the ra, the oinshim that are running after you. That's the mokrim of Tshuva, that's al derech, the protection of an ir miklot. So Elul has a din misugal for tshuva. His oiris of tshuva is special in Elul. And the Bnei Yisoschar says a moir de gazach when he brings down in another piece over there, he brings down this remez of the Arizal. Ino liyodoi v'samti lecho. And lechoira, there's a gvisa kasha that he's coming to answer. Bishlema that Elul has a din of a bechina of an ir miklot, we understand. But where is Elul Merumas in these words? The four words are Ino Liyodoi Vesamti Lecho. Vesamti Lecho, which is the Vov Lamed, Aleph Vov Lamed, Aleph Lamed, Vov Lamed. Ino Liyodoi Vesamti Lecho. Vesamti Lecho is good. That's the Ir Miklot. But the first two words is Ino Liyodoi Hashem, Helokim Ino Liyodoi, that he killed Shaloi B'Miskavin. Why is that a chelik of the remez of Chodesh Elul? Why is if the Torah is merames the Chodesh Elul? So the second two words v'samti lecha good ir miklot. But what is the words ina liyodai doing over here? Says the Bnei Yisoschar a moir dekavart. He says because normally by a mikvah you have to do a pu'ula of going into the mikvah. You can have machshavas to become tohor. You can be standing by the steps of the mikveh, but if you don't do a maisa tvila and go in, you won't become tohor. You're not in. Zok there that Elul Shani, by Elul HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin the mokoim to you. Ino liyodoi hamokoim. You weren't mechaven to go into the mikveh. You're in a mikveh automatically. Elul is automatically a mokoim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu schlept under you, that you're automatically in, it's automatically being metaher you, we just have to shtel tzu to have a hisoirus of tshuva, to have a hisoirus of kirva to the bori olam. But perhaps we can add on over here the dimyon between Elul and an Ori Miklot a little bit deeper. The yesoid of an Ori Miklot is a protection for the Reitzeach, but the Gemara says in Makkos on Daf Yud, the Gemara there brings the Pasuk, V'nosal achas min ha'orim ha'ele, one of these cities, V'chai. The Pasuk says V'chai, Ovid le midi, says the Gemara, Ovid le midi de tahavi le chiyusa. There's a halacha of, he has to have a chiyus in these cities, V'chai. The Gemara says that's why there has to be mayim u'mozoin, there has to be stores that supply the food and drink in these places. Bezdin has to see to it that these Ori Miklot are set up, that they give chiyus. But the Gemara says another thing over there. The Gemara says in Makkos Daf Yud, a Talmid Shegola, a Talmid that was Horig B'Shoigeg in his Chayiv Golos, Maglin Raboy Imoy. The Rebbe has to go with, and sometimes that means he has to move the yeshiva there. The Talmud was Chota. Why does the Rebbe have to go to Golus? The Gemara brings this Pasuk, because it says, V'chai, Ovid le'midi, de'tahavi le'chiyusa. If a Talmud is going to be in the Ori Miklot, he has food, water, he has kol tuv sheba oilam. But if he doesn't have his Rebbe's shir, his Rebbe's pshat in the sugya, he doesn't have chiyus. He doesn't have his chiyus. As I state in the Gemara, the Rambam brings this down in Hilchas Roitzeach, and the Rambam says, Kibale hachochma umevaksheho, kimisa heim chashuvim, without Torah. Without Torah, the mace. So Mamela, the Pasuk says in the Ir Miklot, the Chai, we have to make sure he has a chiyus. That's Mechayev. Not just to make sure there's Bate Midrashim, and there's many, many Svarim. He has to have his Rebbe there because he needs his Rebbe's Pshat in the Sugya. Without that Knech and that Diak in Rashi that he's used to hearing from his Rebbe that he has a Geshmak from, even though he has other Torah, but missing that is Misa. We have to give him the full Chiyus. Rabbi Isai, what is the taich of chiyus when we speak about chai? Chiyus, life, being alive, has many definitions. The most basic one meaning to breathe, as opposed to being dead. Avada, that's a bechina from life. But there's a higher madrega, and I'll bring a moshul. The Rashba in Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah Daftes says that it's poshut, that a person is not mechuyev to give kol mamoin for a mitzvah. If there's a lulav and esrog, that it's going to cost him everything that he has in the bank, he doesn't. He's potter from giving it. You don't have to give kol memoino. It's only ad choymesh is the shir the bir alocha brings down. Frek the Rashba v'chiyesh domim lemitzvahs. What do you mean? It's not worth it. A mitzvah's worth kol hoin sheba oilam. What path is a person from being mekayim a mitzvah just because it cost money and all his money? Says the Rashba. Because if he gives all his money, he'll be an oni. Va'oni choshev kemisa. It's a bechinef and misa. The Rashba brings this from the Ravid. Listen to this chiddush. The reason why you don't have to give kol memoine for a mitzvah's essay, it's a sniff of pikuach nefesh. Because if you make yourself an oni, oni has a bechinef and misa. He's alive, he's breathing, but he can't be nenef from everything that all the gashmias and everything life has to give. He can't have. It's a bechina fin misa. Even though for a loisase a person is mechuyev kol memoinoi, not to be over a loisase, because that's more chomer. A loisase is more chomer. So that's only when it's mis pikuach nefesh mamish, besides the gimel averis chamuris, kamuvan. But akolponim, we see from here a second bechina of chiyus. And oni doesn't have that. Rabbi Yisai, there's a higher bechina than a tziv. In many places, Ala Torah, the most where he's most ma'arich is in Parshas Veschanon, the beginning of Perek Dalid. The pasuk says, "Ata Yisrael Shema El Hachukim VeEl Hamishpatim Asher Anoichi Melamideschem Laso Is Leman Tichyu." Do my mitzvahs so you will be alive. Frektin Etziv. If someone doesn't do mitzvahs and learn Torah, he's not alive. What do you mean Leman Tichyu? Says the Netziv, and it's a Netziv that it's kedai to see inside. He says, "Hakavona k'moshe kasavti kama pa'omim." The word chai in the Torah doesn't always mean a physical life. It means alizas hanefesh, and an oineg that is masig bahagia letachlus hashlemus. Chiyas ha'odom is totally in his hergish. If a person only has hagosha and tainug from food, drink, and gashmias, a behemah has the same thing. If a person doesn't have a gishmak from ruchnias, a gishmak of Shabbos, a tainug from learning a blat gemora, that's a bechina from misa, Rabbi Yisai. He's not alive. So he reads such a sweet pshat into the pasuk. Ata Yisrael, Shmai lachukim b'yala mishpotim l'man tichyu. So you will be alive. You'll have the emes achiyos that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to have. That is what the real chiyos is. L'moshel, Rabbi Yisrael, if we would see someone in an African tribe who's living in the jungle his whole life with his family and his ancestors, he knows nothing about Olam Hazeh, nothing about modern technology. He has everything he needs. He's very happy. But we would look at him that he's not alive. He doesn't know anything about how to live in this world. A person who's living only with Gashmius that never tasted a Rajbo and had a Geshmaka Shabbos and Geshmaka Rosh Hashanah with Yom Kippur, with Aseret Yimei Tshuva and Elul, he's not alive. Elul is a Zman. It's Doime to Ir Miklot because V'chai. Not just because it protects, like we said before, B'Shem D'Shari Tshuva, but because we can get a new tam in Kirvas HaBoirei in Elul. And this will give us a chiyus. That's what gives a person his emes achiyus, a chiyus to become alive for the whole year around. Yet Hashem, we should all be zoiche to be mekabel a taira in the Yimei Elul and get a moyer de kechiyus.